push each other and
each other. We have more to come. We have a last game in Honduras that's going to mean everything. So don't let this go. Be happy with it. And yeah, just work on the finishing because that's going to be crucial.
And it's still in your hands.
For sure, yeah, it's in our hands. We have to go out there and defend for our lives, you know. And if we can get any chances to score any goals, it'll mean a lot to us. So, the ball's still in our court. We'll have to, be confident that we can go out there and get a good result.
Have you ever been in a situation like that tonight where you played a team with just 11 players?
No, that's the first time. I haven't seen that. Probably when I was a little kid, probably playing under like 10 or something like that. So. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Steven said that he purposely didn't tell you guys before kickoff that it was like that, because as he put it, he didn't want you to be helter-skelter and running around out there. When did it register that they had no one on their bench?
Yeah, some of the players were saying at halftime they had nobody, because I didn't look over. I didn't look over before the game or in the warm-up or anything. The first time I found out about it was at halftime. A little bit surprised, but also at the same time, so
35 goal attempts, Sativa. I know that stats don't mean much, but what do you think would have been a fair score for tonight?
35
goal attempts. That's not on target, but...
What would have been a fair score line? I think we could have at least scored 7 goals today. We had so many chances. Obviously we only had 3, but it could have been a lot more. And that's one of the reasons why players kind of had their heads down a bit, because we know we could have had a lot more goals.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
The next game, obviously you could have had more goals, but if someone told you before the match started at 3-0, you probably would have taken them and happy with that, right?
For sure. If we had found out we won this game, we would be so happy. But it's a little bit different when you're in the position and you get some chances to hit the back of the net. We all know it's a good result, and from before the game we know we'd have to get a good result here, and then we'll take that on into Honduras, and it's going to come down to the last game, and we'll just have to be prepared for that.
Are you planning to go back and watch the game going on right now
Will it be on TV? I'm not sure. If it is,
I don't know.
Probably stream it or something. But we talked about we can get in a room or something and some of the players watching the game, if they're up for it.
Maybe some scouting there. But going into the next game, obviously, anything that you can think the team can do differently based on what happened in Panama, just preparation-wise, getting ready for the game, the possible environment, the hometown situation.
First and foremost, we have to prepare as best as we can. We don't want to think about what happened last time. We want to try to block everything out, just do everything we can to be ready for that game on Tuesday. It's going to be a tough environment. Atmosphere will be great. It's everything for us to get through to the next round. So, you have to get points like this, against teams in atmospheres like that and environments like that. So, without doing that, then we don't really deserve to get through to the next round.
And of course, going to the climate, different climate here, it's quite a bit colder. You go there where it's going to be warmer, it's a midday game, if I'm not mistaken. Is that going to be a big part of the match?
Sometimes the heat always has a little bit of a factor on the game, but we'll try to do as best as we can. We've been in this situation where we've played in very hot temperatures, so it won't be the first time.
We have a quiet place to stay in case there's crowds of cheering, horn honking fans at the hotel.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping it's something like that. We don't know how it will play out, but we'll try to do our best to stay a little bit in a quiet area, hopefully.
Great. Did you watch today's game? Netherlands against Andorra?
Yeah, I watched the second half.
Some
of the players on my team.
Yeah.
It was nice to see.